This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Jesse Litch. Scheduled to start three innings on his way back to the major leagues. What's the plan for you?
Well, you know, just come out here and throw strikes and do my job. You know, these guys are in a pennant race here, too. You know, it's going to be fun, you know, try and keep them in the race and just go out there and get out.
Who do you know on this Lugnuts team before rejoining them now? Who have you met before?
I mean, I know pretty much all of them from, you know, extended spring training or spring training. I've been injured the past 2 years, and they've all come up when I've been injured. So it's, you know, I know a bunch of the guys, and it's a good young team.
One guy that you've passed history against in a different way is Mike Redmond, the Lugnuts manager. You remember facing him?
Yeah, I think he's like 2-for-8 off me or something. he got a couple bloop hits off me, but it's cool. You know, he's a good guy for them to have here managing, and, you know, he knows the game a lot.
What's that been like, having guys like him, Sal Fasano? You suddenly see them at spring training, part of the Blue Jays organization as a coach, and you face them as players.
I mean, it's cool. You know, Sal caught me in the big leagues. It's one of those things, especially for young guys. They're both catchers. You know, catchers are, you know, some of the most knowledgeable guys of the game, and it's a plus to have them as a manager for sure.
Have you talked to your catcher tomorrow night?
No, I don't even know who's catching me. Yeah, the only one here that's caught, Murph has caught me before, but I mean, I think Jimenez might catch me. I don't know, because Murph probably catch the day game. But, you know, whoever it is, I mean, it's going to be a game plan, and we're going to stick to it.
What do you talk to your catcher about before a start like this?
You know, just go out there and pound the zone. Throw strikes. You know, strike one is always key. You know, go out there and get as many hitters out as you can and keep the team in the ballgame.
Now, you skipped over the Midwest League on your first time through. You actually went right from Auburn up to Dunedin. What do you remember about that initial time through the minors?
I mean, it was a good skip. I mean, that's my hometown, Dunedin, so it was cool to be playing at home. But, you know, I hear good things about the Midwest League, and it's obviously a step that you want to take to go up past it, but, you know, everyone's got to go somewhere, and, you know, just to be out playing professional baseball is always a good thing.
Now, before you became a pro baseball player, you actually interned for Tampa Bay. You were a bat boy and later a PR person. What did you do as a public relations intern for the Rays?
I mean, I did that before I was a bat boy. Basically, I just, a little bit of everything, you know, from mailing to doing stuff like that. But one thing, they gave me credentials to be in the clubhouse, so they always were looking for me, and they always found me in the clubhouse. So that's why they initially gave me the bat boy job.
Speaking to Jesse Litch of the Toronto Blue Jays, now wearing the Lugnuts black and red. Here we are in Dayton. What's your impression of the field?
It's a nice field. You know, it's a real nice minor league ballpark. The ball flies here, I've noticed, from batting practice. But it's, you know, it seems like a good atmosphere, good crowd, and hopefully we'll come out here and win a ball game.
You see anything different between the experience that these guys are having currently in the minors and the one that you had?
I mean, no, it's all an experience. You know, that's the thing. You got to go and you got to play. You got to play somewhere, and you got to go out there and do your job and advance to the next level when you're doing your job. You know, you go out there, pitchers throw strikes, they're going to move up. You know, hitters hit, they're going to go up. It's a matter of doing your job and making an impression on the scouts and coaches, among other players.
What's something that you now know about pitching that you didn't know when you were originally in the minor leagues?
I mean, you're going to learn something every day. It's a matter of, you know, trying to figure out what hitters' weaknesses are and go out there and do that as a pitcher and find their weakness and then establish it and do what you got to do to get them out.
So how do you diagnose a hitter's weakness when you haven't seen them before?
You know, you can watch them, you know, from the stands in a minor league game or, you know, you can just sit in the dugout and see, you know, weaknesses or batting practices. There's always every hitter has a weakness, no matter what people say. A hitter has a weakness, and, you know, you go first at bat, you try and find that weakness as much as you can, and, you know, you got to go with your flow, you got to go with your game plan.
You hear about a starting pitcher's routine on the day that he starts. What are you going to do tomorrow?
You know, just get ready for a ball game. That's all you can really do is go out, get ready, and get in there and pound the zone.
Jesse, thank you very much for your time.
All right, no problem.
Jesse Litch. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Big Country 92.1.